I find that I'm fascinating.
No, I've got more to say, friends. I've got more to say in defense of Blair here. And I will continue. Because one of the things that people say is that Tony Blair, one of the biggest pushbacks I get, is that Blair started the immigration framework under which Boris Wave happened. And he actually, he is like the single person responsible for demographic change in the country. This is just not true, okay? Now, it's true that if you have a look at the graph, there's a big influx of immigration in the late 90s under Blair. And, you know, it jumped up from about 50,000, 48,000 to about 200,000 net, okay? But you have to understand what that was. What that was is Britain as part of the EU, okay, as part of a free trade area, basically saying anybody in Europe can work here without minimal paperwork, okay? And if you have a look at the numbers of people who came in under Blair, over a million of them were Poles. I remember it. I lived through that time. There was a lot of the anti-immigration talk in the early 2000s was about the number of Poles who were coming in. And I don't want to get into stereotypes and so on, but, okay, Poles, I mean, I've met many of them as a result of that influx. They were here, they were working, I was colleagues in some cases, I was a customer of theirs. You know, I've met many Poles, and what I'll say is, they're a blunt people, they're not the most, they don't really get British politeness and things like that. Sometimes you can think they're a bit rude and a bit gruff and so on, but they were hard-working, and even more notably, Poles didn't like visibly and aggressively start destroying the social fabric, right? There are a few Polish shops and things that were, you know, put up, but they were generally law-abiding. They didn't, you know, that immigration wave under Blair. Now, don't get me wrong, there were, you know, they weren't all Europeans, but big bulk of the people coming in under Blair were from the EU, okay? Also, because there was actually, even against the Poles who were coming in, quite a big outcry, the BNP started growing during that time. And people will forget about this now, but Michael Howard became the Tory leader and ran on an anti-immigration platform for the 2005 election. And Blair and Blunkett and Gordon Brown and all of that New Labour lot saw that as a problem coming in. They were like, oh, right, there's been a massive backlash against immigration. So they wanted to present themselves as tough and as actually taking measures to reduce immigration. Okay, and this is it. Even though it reached a high at one point, it did reach a high, immigration during New Labour, of 200,000. So it reached a high point of net 200,000. But they were managed to reduce it to 163,000 by 2010. And if you have a look at the line, it doesn't do that. The line is kind of steady, and they actually managed to bring it down a little bit, okay? Gordon Brown in 2009 introduced a points-based system, which, you know, showed that they were trying to curb legal immigration. And they were still at pretty high levels. You know, I remember that it was a town as big as Newcastle coming in every year, was the line at the time. But they did tighten visa controls. You know, like I said, Blunkett, Blair and Brown were onto this, and it's not like they just sat on their hands, or it's not like they said, oh, everybody come in. They said, no, we need to see off Michael Howard, we need to see off the threat of the BNP. So they did actually respond to that, okay? And there are other areas that we need to look at, okay? So on law and order, I talked a lot about law and order as I went through all these people. Blair brought in the ASBOs, the Antisocial Behaviour Disorders, right, in the 1998 Crime and Disorder Act. There were 13,000 ASBOs issued by 2006. This was iron-fisted government. People at the time, civil rights bodies, were saying, hold on, this ASBO thing is going pretty far. This is where the hugger hoodies bullshit came from, as a backlash to Blair being tough on crime, tough on the causes of crime. Another thing they did is that they massively tightened up asylum seeker rules and who could come in as a refugee. In 2002, Blair and Blunkett was the Home Secretary at the time, passed something called the Nationality, Immigration and Asylum Act. Okay? Under that act, they made it almost impossible to come here. There was an 80% plus refusal rate on asylum seekers, and where those countries were designated safe, like from India, for example, it was an over 90% rejection rate. So it was actually way more difficult for a quote-unquote asylum seeker to come here in peak Blair years, 2003, 4, 5, 6, right, than it is today in 2025. So why am I emphasizing these things? I'm emphasizing these things because if you have a look at the Tories who came afterwards, they actually changed these rules. They went from EU-based immigration, Poles and so on, over 1 million Poles under Blair, to over 1 million people from India, Pakistan, Nigeria, and wherever else in the third world. They went from EU immigration to non-EU immigration. They went from white people coming in to basically brown people coming in. So you could argue that there is a qualitative difference to the type of immigration that Blair was doing and the type of immigration that the Tories did post-Brexit. They actually changed the rules to make it easier for non-EU people to come here. It was actually difficult under the EU for non-EUers to come here, the visa rules. They relaxed those, and that led to Boris wave, one of the factors that caused the Boris wave. Second thing that happened is that they, under the 2009 points-based system that Gordon Brown introduced, okay, there was a cap on the number of people of visas, non-EU visas, issued per year. That was capped. It was capped to 20,700 skilled workers. That was Gordon Brown's limit, 20,000 non-EU, okay, visas issued per year. They scrapped that, and it went up to 100,000 in 2019 to 300,000 in 2023. But that was Tony Blair. That was not Tony Blair's fault that that happened. That was the Tories' fault that that happened. It wasn't Tony Blair's framework that that happened under. It was a Tory framework that that happened under. And it wasn't done in the name of socialism either. It was done in the name of cheap labour for Boris Johnson's dickhead mates. In 2006, Labour, under Tony Blair, introduced a threshold called Tier 2 threshold for skilled workers coming in from abroad. That was set at £30,000 in 2006. £30,000. Under Boris Johnson, they reduced that Tier 2 threshold from £30,000 to £20,480. Which flooded the country with cheap labour. Again, that wasn't Tony Blair's framework, that was the Tory framework. Blair set it up at 30 grand back in 2006. 30 grand was worth a lot more back then than it is now. The Tories reduced it, both in nominal terms and in real terms, in 2020, post-COVID. Sorry if I'm getting het up, but what I'm trying to emphasise here is that continually blaming Tony Blair gets these clowns off the hook. It's doing their dirty work for them and allowing them to make the T-1000 comeback down the line. We have to stop falling into Tory frames of thinking. This is a Tory frame to say, oh, well, it's all Blair's fault. It's not all Blair's fault. All these things I'm talking about explicitly show the Tories changing things that Labour had put in place, sensible things that the Labour government had done to see off the threat of the BNP. In 2021, the Tories reversed their own scrapping of post-study work visas. Theresa May, when she was the Home Secretary, remember she pledged to bring it under 100,000 immigration, and she brought in the hostile environment. Tories scrapped all of that in 2021, their own policies. Even Theresa May was more base than Boris Johnson, let alone tone. And then, the small boat crisis. Right, I've already talked about how the rejection rate for asylum was something like 75%, 80%, going up to 90% from certain places like India or Pakistan. If you were trying to get asylum from Pakistan in 2006, it was basically impossible. 90% rejection rate. Now, channel crossings, right, have jumped. In 2018, the number of channel crossings was 299. After all these liberalisations, after all these stupid changes the Tories made, it jumped up to 45,755 in 2022. 45,000. Now, you can't tell me you can go from 299 to 45,000 if the incentives haven't changed. The incentives did change because they made it easier. Priti Patel, Boris Johnson, Sunak made it easier in that traitorous government. So don't blame Tony Blair for the small boat crisis. There was no small boat crisis under Blair. There is now a backlog of 167,000 plus asylum seekers who've come over on small boats. Such a thing didn't even exist under Blunkett and Blair, so they were more efficient at processing them as well. Glad I got my bang pillow here today, friends. Because this is not because I love Blair, right? This is because I don't like lies. And the consequences of constantly blaming Blair for this, right, you know, the myth of Blair, is that it basically so soft-pedals not only the crimes of all those other people, Churchill, Wilson, Heath, etc., Eden, all those other people I mentioned at the start of the video, but it also is soft on the Tories. It's soft on the actual people responsible for this. Now, I'm not saying Blair was perfect. The jump from 50,000 to 200,000 back in 1997, 98 is obviously bad, okay? I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that Blair was perfect, but what I will say is that he did actually respond to the incentive. He did actually do things to make crime, law and order harder in the 2000s. He did things to make asylum harder to obtain in the 2000s. And New Labour, both Blair and Brown, took steps to curb legal migration in the 2000s as well, and they did. They brought it down to 163,000 in 2010 when Cameron came in. We're a far cry from those figures today. So, when I say that Blair's Britain and Brown's Britain looks like a utopia compared to now, it's not like because we're living through the consequences of their policies. We're living through the consequences of Tory policies. Explicit Tory changes to things that New Labour had brought in to make immigration harder. So don't give me this. Don't give it to me. All right. I think I've got... I may be the only person who gets passionate about this topic in the world, apart from like Alistair Campbell or something. Like, but I just... It really irritates me. Because it's slop. It's just a lie. It makes me autistic to care about these sort of things, so be it. But anyway... Cuban cigar was cheaper under Tony Blair as well. Way more expensive now, but you can't blame the Tories for that. You can actually. Tobacco tax, they put that up as... In fact, you can blame the Tories for the tobacco tax. Now, I may or may not have paid tobacco tax on this, but no, I did. Alright. Pick up a course at the academic agency, Trivium, buy it today, and I'll see you next time.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.